which means we were in the world and moving forward and had our focus on that.
Exactly.
And now we turn it, our whole entire life, to Christ. So there's a marked time in your life.
Yeah.
That you change from who you were to who you are now, living after Christ.
Absolutely.
And then you get a new heart and a new mind.
Yes. Yes.
And you're born again.
Yes.
And then we follow in holiness and obedience, and that's where we see a lot of people lacking. And that's where I like to help women.
Well,
a lot of women
no
are
discipleship.
Deceived.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
There's no discipleship.
Right.
And if there is, it's, I call it cultural Christianity.
Right.
What happens is the modern day church has taken the, all the things of the culture that people like, sports, politics, movies, entertainment, fashion, and brought it into the church to make, the so-called church, to make everybody feel good.
Right.
But the true body of Christ stands outside of that and says, wait a minute, we're going to reject what the culture does and we're going to do what God says. And because your heart's changed by the gospel, as Sister Debbie's saying, it's my wife, Sister Debbie.
We call each other brother and sister because there's no marriage in heaven.
Well, that's why I say there's no discipleship. That's no one.
Yeah, there's no biblical discipleship.
No one is conformed into the image of Jesus.
Right.
Not living their lives.
Yeah.
And that's what we're out here to do, is
that's good.
Call
I'm
people
glad
to do
you
that.
Are.
So I would encourage you, look into the things of women, and as you're more obedient in that, God opens up more doors for you to be more mature, to be able to go out and preach the gospel to people. And so on the gospel part, to finish that up, once you're born again, you do follow in holiness and obedience. So what we've noticed is the worldly churches teach you to do
which is all of it.
God's word says don't do.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't doing what God's word says.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what you believe on this, but you have to keep enduring in it. Once you're born again doesn't mean that once saved, always saved.
No, right.
That's a lie.
It's like a marriage. You're in a covenant. You have to endure in faithfulness.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're disciples.
We disciple other people. We disciple people as well.
But do you have like a group or something? Or?
The Lord leads as he leads.
Like
he,
we
well, the Lord
fire.
Does have me building a platform.
Like something online or something?
No. It's working with a lot of people around the world, bringing them together
like an
and making it
I see.
A marketplace, you know,
yes.
the income.
And then they are doing discipleship. They're attached to ministries.
Right.
And then the workplace is where everybody comes in and attracts the culture, the people that are already in the culture, as well as who they are serving. And then they're building discipleship groups out of that. They're receiving salvation through the ministry, and but they're not being discipled.
Well, you can't really receive salvation through a ministry. It comes through the Holy Spirit.
You don't need to make sure with me.
And the one thing I always remind people.
One thing I do want to make sure is I'm not seeing you as, you said you were born again, I don't know how long ago, but I'm not seeing you as being fully obedient to the Word of God. So either you're brand new, or you're not truly studying and obeying the Word of God.
Because if your heart's changed, I have a question. We were worldly people. I used to talk like a sailor, and I used to be a bodybuilder and show my body off and stuff. So I have a question. If your heart's changed by God, and you're called out for his kingdom, which is holiness, doesn't that mean that your outside changes?
Pride and vanity are...
Doesn't it mean we no longer talk that way, we no longer act that way, we no longer show our bodies off, we no longer conform to the culture, we conform to God's word? Yeah.
It's the following of the Lord Jesus. That's
And can you, I have another question. Can you really make disciples if you're not a biblical disciple yourself? Something to think about.
I'm not making the disciples. I am helping to.
Yeah.
I am helping those to
but
build
we have to get our life in line with
we have to be
I
a,
what my call is.
We have to be a good witness, though.
I know what my call is.
But your calling is to be a godly, holy saint. That's your
Absolutely.
Calling. And if you're like the culture,
but
you're not, though.
Without works, I'm not like the culture.
Well, you look like the culture.
Oh, well, sorry.
See, if we look like it...
Well, didn't Jesus say we know a tree by its fruit?
Oh, believe me, people do know.
But isn't how you dress and carry yourself part of the fruit?
I don't think I'm dressed at all like the culture.
The Bible... Well, wait, I heard my wife lovingly preach it. The Bible says you're to cover your head, not show your hair off. You're shaking your head. You don't believe God's word?
Yeah, we're not religious.
Religious?
You don't
That's
believe
religion.
The word of God, then.
We don't
of course
believe
I
in
do.
Religion.
Did you know the Bible says in Acts 5 he gave the Holy Spirit to those who obey him?
You see, you're being argumentative. Yeah. We're like, we agree with you.
But,
we understand all of
But you're not obeying God. I'm teaching you the doctrines of God, and you're not...
No, I think that's religious.
Yes.
You know,
James 4 says perfect... Or James says perfect religion. Religion's a good thing.
Yes,
the world's religion is bad. Biblical religion... That's the following of God and Christ, and you do that by His word. You guys are in love. What you guys are doing is you're melding with the culture to reach people.
For those who obey Him.
You're sitting here alone.
No. You really need to repent and come out of the culture.